The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about perceptions.
Alan McDonald gave a stark warning the night before the Challenger shuttle launch. Cape Canaveral was set to have record cold temperatures the night of January 27, 1986. McDonald was an engineer who built the rocket boosters, and he noted a key component could have a problem with these cold temperatures. The rubber O-rings that create seals in the joints of the rocket booster could stiffen and lose flexibility. However, other experts on the launch team downplayed the warning. They thought it would be fine. And sadly, 73 seconds after launch, the world would find out it wasn't. All seven crew members lost their lives as the O-rings failed and the rocket exploded. Now, perhaps the data at the time showed the O-rings would hold up, but as Rory Sutherland points out in his book, Alchemy, The Dark Art and Curious Science of Creating Magic in Brands, Business, and Life, there likely was more to the story.
And what did Sutherland have to say about it?
Well, importantly, he highlights the human nature and decision-making that probably led to the team's complacency and its devastating error. It's a behavior that is playing out in the markets right now. You see, Sutherland points out that the Challenger wasn't originally set to launch on January 28, 1986. The first set date was January 22nd, roughly a week before, and then it was postponed to a day later on January 23rd. And then on January 23rd, the launch moved back once again to January 25th, and that was changed shortly thereafter to January 26th because of a separate mission's late launch interfering with the schedule. And then bad weather pushed it to January 27th, and then on January 27th, there was an issue with the hatch handle in the morning, and by the time the team fixed the problem, the winds in Cape Canaveral were too strong and they scrapped the launch. Sutherland notes that it's this sequence of events that could have led to the downplaying of the O-ring issue. The more the rocket launch was postponed, the more eager folks were to get on with the mission, despite the risks. So here's a snip from his book. At some point, the question, "Are we safe to launch?" was replaced by the question, "Are we really going to delay the launch again?"
It just goes to show how perception can play a huge role in decision-making and risk-taking, even more so than reality.
And that's happening in the market today. The perception of a recession wreaking havoc on stocks in 2023 was as high as it gets in late 2022. In October of that year, Bloomberg Economic Models put the risk of a recession in the next 12 months at 100%. All the headlines pointed to economic pain ahead. Then, that recession didn't come in early 2023, or mid-2023, or in 2023 at all. Stocks ripped higher as U.S. GDP grew. Each month a recession didn't show, folks were pushing it further down the line, while also growing more complacent. And now, since it didn't come at all last year, perception of a recession being a risk is low.
Although many Americans I've talked with disagree and feel that we've been in a recession. But if not a recession, what are the economic models showing then?
Well, here's a headline from the Wall Street Journal earlier in January. It won't be a recession, it will just feel like one. And we've gone full circle on expectations. Economists were all in on a recession in 2023, and now many folks believe that we won't get one at all. Just like the delays of the Challenger, the delays of a recession are causing folks to drop their guard entirely. They've gone from having 100% certainty of a recession to essentially ignoring the possibility altogether. So this mistake can really hurt your portfolio if tough times do show. The key is not to let the absence of a recession in 2023 make you think the risks are gone. If you invest this way, without concern for loss, you can lose a lot of money when the markets pull back. Importantly, the same symptoms that folks were worried about in December of 2022 are in place today. A slow rise in unemployment, higher rates from the Federal Reserve, and higher prices at the pump. The only thing that has changed is how people perceive these risks because the recession hasn't showed.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today.
Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.